Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. As we begin the new year, it's time to take a look back at the best movies of 2019. Here's my countdown of the cream of this year's cinematic crop. At number 10, The Farewell. Awkwafina stars in a sweetly sentimental comic drama about an American woman who travels to China to visit her terminally ill grandmother. At number 9, The Two Popes. Jonathan Pryce and Anthony Hopkins give splendid performances as Pope Francis and Pope Benedict, who confront one another with their opposing philosophies. At number 8, The Irishman. Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and Joe Pesci deliver the goods in Martin Scorsese's epic and violent gangster flick. At number 7, Us. Lupita Nyong'o gives a stunning dual performance in Jordan Peele's original horror thriller. Prepare to be creeped out and intrigued at the same time. And number 6, Apollo 11. This impressive documentary about the 1969 moon mission consists entirely of footage never before seen by the public. At number 5, Parasite. Korean filmmaker Bong Joon-ho's comic drama works as a full-blooded thriller and a potent social commentary. At number 4, Toy Story 4 is a brilliantly conceived and executed animated story that works as a comedy, as an action adventure, and as an emotionally satisfying conclusion to the series. At number 3, Little Women. The old chestnut is given a modern feminist sensibility while maintaining the appealingly traditional feel of Louisa May Alcott's beloved writings. At number 2, Marriage Story. Noah Baumbach's involving and sensitive look at divorce boasts fine performances from Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver. And at number 1, the best film of the year, 1917, a stunning World War I drama that unfolds in a single shot. 1917 is the year's best film and officially opens in Kansas City on January 10th. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!